5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
You got like conversation starters?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm just going to leave it all up to you guys.
I can't. I don't know.
As long as you don't single me out, we're fine. I won't butcher anything.
You don't want to be singled out?
Nah, if we can group answer all these questions, that'd be more ideal.
Were you nervous about talking about yourself?
I'll just probably freeze up if it's just all on me, spotlight's on me.
It'll be okay.
I won't know what to say at all.
Nah, it'll just come right out.
Most likely won't.
Most likely
won't.
I'll
sit here for like 30 minutes trying to think of like the right answer.
Do you want to start us off with a song? Are you a singer?
What song are we thinking, Schmitty? I'll sing a little song.
He's on his phone. Are you texting girls? What are you doing?
He's not even paying attention. Come on, Tyler.
I ain't getting no song. I'm trying to make sure nobody texts me while I'm calling.
It's fine.
That's what I said, D&D.
See, there's no reason to stress. We've already been recording, so you're just fine.
No, we're just kind of freelancing right now.
We're just hanging out. So let's, if you guys want to just say your name, where you're from, go ahead.
My name is Mason Williams. I'm from here, actually, Park Hills.
All right.
Doriante Tucker, Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Tyler Smith from Chicago, Illinois.
So the farthest one, Chicago.
Yeah.
The most important question is, are you Sox or Cubs?
Cubs.
Or neither?
Cubs.
Cubbies?
He's neither. He doesn't watch.
Are you not a baseball person?
This guy doesn't.
I'm not a baseball guy, but Bears and Cubs go hand in hand.
So you're a Bears guy? They're kind of struggling, but.
I know. It's sad.
They suck.
They've been struggling for a while.
They're pretty bad.
Terrible.
I'm not a huge NFL person, but I tend to hope the Bears do. I grew up in the middle of Illinois, so I'm kind of partial to the Bulls, Bears, Cubs. That doesn't get me a lot of love around here, Cardinals area, but
yeah.
Quick story. My roommate and a good friend of mine still lives in Chicago, and years ago he went to a game at Soldier Field, and it was so cold that the beer wouldn't come out of the taps because it froze in the lines. Now that's what you call real football when it's too cold to drink. That is intense. I don't know. Basketball, you guys got a little easier. It's always nice and warm.
Yeah,
inside. Definitely.
Indoors. So what brought you down south to Park Hills from Chicago?
Just felt like it was a good situation to take my next step out of high school to start my collegiate career, academic and sports-wise.
So did Coach Heyer like call you up or message you or?
It started with Coach Luke, and then after Coach Luke left, Coach GH had called me, and then we talked for like an hour and a half, probably like two times. He was recommended by one of my other coaches that I played for in high school, so he just called me, and he was vouching for him, so I was like, all right with him.
All right, good deal. So they kept in contact and made sure we got you down here.
Yeah.
Probably a little different, a little smaller than the big city.
Yeah.
But I always make the joke, it keeps you on track because all you have to just have to study and
yeah. Go it ain't practice. Really too many distractions.
Yeah.
You can just focus on what you got to do.
And then for those of you listening, this is finals week, by the way. So have you had some of your finals yet? Or
sure, got about what? One more left?
Yeah, I got one more left.
I got one more left.
One more left? Yeah, you say four?
I got one more left.
One more left, okay. And
one
then
more. That's a wrap on the semester.
Now, do you guys get any kind of break from practice where you can go home or?
Yeah, with the 16th.
Yeah, we got
after
Christmas
our
break
game?
After 17th, our game 16th. To the 28th.
Wait, do we play the 16th or
something?
Play the 16th. Yeah.
Here.
17th to the 28th. Yeah. Right back to it.
So you got 10-11 day break.
Mm-hmm.
Are you planning on visiting home?
Definitely.
Yeah, sure. Won't even look at a basketball.
Don't even want to look at a basketball.
Look at a basketball.
So December the 16th is the final home game for this for 2023, and that's women play at 6. So they start a little bit later because it's part of the Rotary Shootout. So women are supposed to start at 6. Men's team is scheduled for 7:30. So Doriante, Cape Girardeau, what brought you up here to the to Park Hills?
Interesting story. I actually played 2 years at St. Louis Community College. I took my COVID year and I had 1 year eligibility left, so I hit up the hometown kid, Mason Williams. I took a gap year last year. I wasn't playing, and I seen that you were like, what, the first signee under Greg, so I knew he didn't have like a complete team. I wanted to play, so I hit Mace. He got me in good with Coach GH, and it's been all good from there.
So you guys knew each other?
Sort of from high school.
Just from high school?
Yeah.
All right. And then you saw that he got signed first, and you thought.
So I'm guessing, like, you know,
you thought, well, they're going to be terrible. They need my help.
he doesn't have a full team. I'll reach out, see what I can do. It's been all good since then.
So you were at St. Louis Community College for a couple of years.
Sir, took my COVID year.
COVID year, yeah. So you had this is your final year of eligibility.
Yes, sir. For junior college.
For 2 year.
Yes, sir.
Are you guys looking to if you got a chance to play 4 year? Would you?
Sure, all
would you take
us,
that?
All three of us are gonna end up.
Yeah, definitely.
4 year or so.
Yeah. You have any thoughts on where you might want to end up?
Actually, no idea. I kind of want to go far. Kind of want to stay close to home. I'm kind of stuck in between.
Not sure what to do.
Yeah.
Well, part of it's probably going to depend on who reaches out and what kind of options there are.
Most, really.
What kind of offer you might get.
Yeah, what school fits you best.
Yeah. That's got to be one of the nice things about the internet, really, is that you can get a better sense of coach culture, things like that. Did you do much research before you did you have a lot of options, or now you said you were actively pursuing
trying to join up to it. Yes, sir.
But you know, you don't want to get stuck with a coach who's maybe not your style.
I did my fair share of research on him, make sure he was a cool guy,
checked him out.
Yeah.
Is that now? Has that turned out to be true?
Oh yeah, I love GH. Best coaches in the nation.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Mason, you're taking. Are you in a redshirt year?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. For the listeners at home, redshirt is you get to go to all the practice, but then you don't suit up for games. Now, do you still travel to road games?
Yeah.
You still travel? Okay. So yeah, what's that like being is it harder to be on the bench versus in the game because you can't really feel more nervous for your teammates?
Yeah, I guess. It's not – I don't know. It's kind of like just
business.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Well, you guys are 13-0, so it's just kind of like going to work.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Like, yeah. Just going with them and
everything. Out there.
I do, but I know it's – it's going to pay off down the road, so I'm not worried about it really.
Short-term sacrifice.
Yeah, yeah.
For a longer.
Long-term success,
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's the transition like? Now, you've played a couple years. What's the transition been like from high school to college level? Either of you guys, Tyler?
I say probably the physicality. But playing in Chicago, the physicality always, like, intensified. So like when it comes to the difference between college and high school, it's really ultimately the same. It's just people are stronger and older.
Yeah, you're a little bit better, bigger size, strength, but you're kind of used to that.
Yeah,
so you're not I know sometimes players from overseas, that's one of the bigger adjustments. It's just the level of physical play. But you're more used to it. How about down here when you were playing it? Were you at Central High School?
Yes.
What's been the adjustment for you, or something different?
Probably the physicality.
Same thing.
Also, yeah.
What about conditioning?
You do got to be. It's way more conditioning.
It's a whole other level.
Like high school, I could play the full game with no problem. But in college, you got to really like be well conditioned to play the entire game.
So it's just that one extra step up. Now, what about you, as the old guy? Are you able to kind of impart your wisdom?
Well, like upon them?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of
Maybe.
No, they're ready. It's nothing that you guys haven't seen before.
You don't. So you're not a player coach out there? No, not really.
Leave that to the Mars, the Mios, the Marcuses.
What's our current rank? I know we were
eight.
We're eight. Okay. Yeah. I know we were 14 for a bit, and then 13.
Then nine.
From 23 to 14.
Went from unranked 14, to 23. Yeah. 14 to 13, from 9 to 8 now.
Mm-hmm. Does that put more pressure on you? Do you feel like that puts a bullseye on you for other teams, or does it matter?
I don't think there's any pressure on us. We definitely got like a huge target on our back.
Yeah,
we're gonna get everybody's best shot in every game.
Cause they want to make a name for himself.
So yeah, we're kind of every team's Super Bowl.
Yeah, if they can knock you off, that's their season. So obviously, our sights are always set on Hutchinson getting mm-hmm. to the tournament. Have we played any conference games as of yet? Have we played?
No.
So if for the listeners, and you probably already know this, like our schedule's been pretty lean. I know you guys have had some road games, but we haven't had too many home games,
mm-hmm.
but literally the entire January and February, you guys have a game like every 3 days, yeah. 4 days. It's crazy. And that's where the meat of the conference schedule comes into. Once you get into a rhythm, would you rather play that every 3 days or 4 days?
Definitely.
Or does that just take a toll on you?
It takes a toll, but you got to take care of your body off the court. So he makes us like, get an ice bath, stretch, and stuff like that, so we're ready to go every single game. We're prepared for anything that really come our way. So I'd rather play more games. And I think everybody on the team would probably rather play more games than just practice.
So let's take the day after a game. What's practice like? Is it 100% or is it recovery/ or is it weights?
It kind of depends on the schedule. It depends.
After the... Because most days, sometimes we don't practice after a game. Some days we'll take it as like a get your body right, like get shots up, day, stuff yeah. like that.
Just get warm.
Kind of like yeah.
Just go shoot a bit.
Shoot around, get your body
take
right.
Care of your body,
get taped up if you need it.
Yeah. See the trainer and stuff like that.
And then what about the day the practice before a game? Is that lighter or is that full tilt?
It's really full tilt.
So the practice before a game is all 100%.
The regular day.
We don't go against each other. We don't compete.
We'll get after it, make sure we're ready.
Yeah. Cuz we want to practice how we're going to play. So.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to compare it, you know, to other sports. You got to try to.
Usually they do like a walkthrough before a game, but I like
that's going, the day of the game though.
I like practicing the day before a game. I'm talking about in like high school. Did you practice like day before a game? Like practice?
Yeah.
Did you?
Practice.
Yeah, we do like a scout type of practice.
You practice how you play.
Yeah.
We do like a scout practice where we do what the other team will do, and we would do like
what you're gonna do.
Yeah.
So you have like a second team that tries to run the offense and defense of what the other teams.
Yeah.
Is that also as far as scouting and knowing the other team? Is that also a step up from high school?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had scouting in high school, but it wasn't this intense. Like every player's like, it's crazy.
It's got like a list of what they do, what they can't do,
really?
Like their percentages, like everything. It's pretty sick.
Definitely intensified.
We go pretty crazy on the scout. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie.
But it works. So.
That's so you like that? You like having that breakdown? Yeah,
it keeps you as prepared as possible.
I say during the game. I'm like a paper type of guy too.
I can look at you on paper and look at your stuff and I'll remember it.
And then that's gonna help dictate the kinds of things.
Yeah, so
you
in
try
the game, you're
do.
Not surprised by anything they mm-hmm. run, anything they do, because you've been
seen
going over it for the past few days.
Time. You watch a lot of tape, or you just get in kind of the summary.
Yeah, we watch a ton of tape.
We watch our fair share of
film. We watch our tape, their tape.
So you watch yourselves.
Mm.
Is that how helpful is that to see yourself, what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong?
Because sometimes, like when you're in the game, you probably can't tell what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because you're on the floor
once
of the game.
You see it.
Once you see it, then you have a different outtake on it.
Okay. I don't want to keep you guys forever
because
I know it's finals week.
I got a
I got another
final
time
tomorrow at 8 a.m., but it's just taste testing.
Slow down here. Taste testing.
Marketing, yeah.
So it's a marketing class?
Yeah, so she's going to put, like, Pepsi and Coke. And I have to guess which one's which.
Is this a teacher or a student's project?
Teacher.
Really?
This is our final, yeah.
Your final.
And then, like, off-brand Oreos and, like, on-brand Oreos.
You know the story of Hydrex and Oreo. Hydrox is actually the original. Oreo copied them. And then Oreo became, like, the name brand.
So Oreo made it, like,
Hydrox.
Stolen made it better.
Yeah, Hydrox is the
like
original.
What Kobe did to MJ, huh?
I don't think Kobe made it better than MGA.
I was going to ask you a little
the
question.
The Cape Town hero here. What do you think about this Park Hill?
The Chicago in. How are we liking Park Hill so far, Tyler?
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool?
Yeah,
it's quiet.
Just nothing to do.
What's your favorite
basketball
favorite
school
part about it other than basketball?
My teammates.
That's a good answer.
That's a good answer, yeah.
That's a really good
you
answer.
You guys have fun hanging out?
Well, it's not really much to do. That's why I just basketball school.
You play
are
Madden?
You video game guys?
Yeah.
This kid here is.
You two are?
This kid
no,
here.
No, this guy is.
He's a video game. He's a video game demon right here.
I've seen him play Madden, I think, every single day since I've been here. Every single day.
So is that your game, Madden?
No, that's Tuck's game.
That's your game?
Yeah.
I'm terrible, but I mean, I play the game a decent amount.
If you're having fun, it doesn't matter. What are you playing?
I'm more of a 2K type of guy.
So your hoops, your football.
This kid's the Fortnite guy right here.
Your Fortnite?
No, not really just Fortnite. Any, like, shooting game, I'm gonna...
Any kind of shooter?
Yeah. I suck at Fortnite, to be honest with you. But...
Anybody that wants to play Call of Duty, I can...
Cape
you'll
Gerardo
hook up with Call of Duty people.
What's the difference between
Cape nobody really wants to mess Park with Hills Call of Duty, to be honest.
For you,
what's the difference between Cape and Park Hills, Mace? I'm from Cape, you're the Park Hills...
Like, I want to know more about Cape. I haven't.
Cape has a Chick-fil-A.
Wendy's. Target. It's
about the same thing.
Is there more stuff to do in Cape?
Nope. Nothing.
Same
thing. Broussard's, you like
when
Broussard's?
I used to stay in Cape.
Never
no?
Never ever had it, actually.
Oh, what about, what's the taco place downtown?
Burritoville. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You don't like Burritoville?
I got to take you guys. I love Burritoville.
Okay, I was going to say.
Every summer I'd stay in Cape. I used to like think it was fun for like 2 days and I'd get like really
essentially
bored, just like
you
here.
You get bored and play the game, same thing here.
Yeah.
I've been trying to find a taco place. So you gotta take me to Burritoville,
Cape Girardeau.
Let's go right after this podcast.
It's like one of those places. It's one of those underground places. It's really good.
Yeah. It's fire. Right across from SEMO.
Cape's like 35.
It's about
No, I think it's like 60,000.
Population?
Yeah, has it gotten bigger?
It's about 50,000.
University is bigger.
So how did you like find yourself in that many people? Like, how was going to high school in Cape?
I mean, it was a solid, pretty big school, pretty good team.
Yeah, he was like Captain America.
Not as good as Ken Wood, but I mean, I wasn't a Mason Williams Park Hills legend by any means. I wasn't a Cape legend by any means.
This guy here. They're thinking about giving him the key to the city.
Ooh.
So we got the Cape Town legend and the Park Hills legend. The
hometown hero without a home.
Chi-Town legend.
One day.
I like that response.
I love that response.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
I wish I could be as big as these guys.
I wish I had an Essentials hoodie like this guy does every single day. And Palm Angels. You ever heard of Palm Angels?
No. Tell me about this.
$750,000 thing here for a pair of pants.
Where Tyler's from?
No, it's like, how much were those pants? Like
$750.
Yeah, $750 for a pair of pants.
His outfit's easily, the outfit he has on right now, easily about $1,000. Where it comes from, it's just, it's the norm.
$95
shirt hoodie. Like,
so are you fashion like,
probably hand me
is this
down.
An industry you'd want to go into?
Yeah, I definitely like fashion.
He has his own fashion.
It's one of my little hobbies.
Yeah, he has
his own clothing line.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're here to talk about.
Yeah,
tell
come
us,
on. Throw it on the middle
of
this
table.
You
sell items. You have like an online shop?
Yeah. I haven't been on it really since I got here because I've been trying to like focus on getting everything rolling.
Right.
And then when I got like a good space where I want to, you feel me, like focus on that too, that's when I'll do it.
So maybe like off season?
Yeah.
So you already planted the seed.
Yeah, I planted the seed because I started it like 2 years ago. So now it's like it sells itself. So I just
need the platform.
Yeah. Now, what are you designing, like pants or hoodies?
Hoodies, jogger pants, mostly hoodies, jogger pants, and then some shirts.
So what might this clothing line be called?
Lost Priorities.
Okay.
Did man of many talents. Design like the logo and everything?
Yeah, all me.
All right. And you have can you tell us where the online shop is, or is that secret?
Yeah, you can just search it at mcmdapparel.com.
mcmdapparel.com.
Tyler Smith, everybody. Man of many talents.
Yes.
He's got businesses on the side.
Yeah, definitely.
You two guys are doing video games, and he's got
he's grinding out his own clothing
garment
line, yeah.
Empire. No, that's really cool.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You have any hidden talents, Mason? You got anything you do on the side?
Yeah, hidden talents.
Let me know.
I heard Mason's a pretty good singer.
He can juggle.
Yeah.
He's actually a really good juggler. Surprisingly, he's a really good juggler.
I've heard Tucker's a pretty good singer.
I don't know. Not even close. It's my boy P, man. He's sad he had to miss out on this.
So
today.
You guys cook, don't you?
You guys cook, don't
you?
No,
he is.
Tucker
he
is a pretty good cook.
Tucker's a cook.
I've heard about his cheesecake.
So he's
what
like
about this cheesecake?
The house for sure.
Fix it up for everybody.
Yeah, he's the grandpa.
I'll do a little something here and there.
He knows the way around the kitchen.
A little Rotel. Right. You ever had a Rotel?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, this guy's
got his own.
The king of Rotel right here, actually.
The Cape Town Rotel.
What about spaghetti? Do you like
king
spaghetti?
Oh, man.
Oh, you eat that every night.
Of course.
5:12.
There's this guy.
Night.
I need to come over and grab me a plate one time.
Mac and cheese?
Cheesecake. I've heard that's pretty good.
You ain't getting a piece of that, I promise.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
Everybody listen, they know. They know already.
Yeah.
Say, they can smell it.
You might as well let everybody know.
They're just at the door.
This guy has cheesecake in his fridge.
To my boy
don't
P
touch it.
What? For my boy Preston.
Yeah, let's take a minute to talk about this Preston guy.
Preston
that
didn't
show.
He said he had a final.
He's got a final to do. Apparently going to fail it just like the rest of it. No, I'm kidding. Preston's actually a smart guy.
You guys doing okay grade-wise?
No.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, good.
Preston's probably the smartest one out of all of us. Like, in our room.
I would say so.
Yeah,
I would
say
pretty
so.
Clever guy.
Yeah, he's pretty clever. He's pretty crafty.
So
Preston actually is the Fortnite man.
Is he?
He's really good at Fortnite. He plays on a mouse and keyboard, if that tells you anything.
Oh, that's serious. Does he have, like,
he
a glove?
No.
Everybody loves Preston.
Everybody loves Preston, actually. Yeah, Preston's a good guy.
Yeah.
Wish he was here to talk about himself, actually.
Well, maybe so. I was worried about trying to do this after the break, like I said, because we know your schedule's so crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't think I'd get a chance to talk to anybody. And we had some of the women's team in a while back, and I want to get some of the guys in, too, to talk. Mm-hmm. So, this is... Took a little while, but we found out some fun things about you. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all.
Boy,
that.
Boy, Mason can juggle. Schmitty has his own clothing line. I don't do anything.
You cook. You can cook like Gordon Ramsay.
Well, I know you got the 8 a.m. final, so we'll let you get out of here to study for that.
Alrighty.
I hope you guys have safe travels home for winter break.
Thank you.
Then for everybody out there listening. All 7 people. No, I'm kidding. We've actually been doing okay. We get a couple hundred people
to
listen.
Really?
So it's very exciting.
Okay,
so
they get to listen to me and talk about a whole lot of nothing.
A whole lot of nothing.
Right? Talk about your favorite of everything.
That's all right.
You're hidden talents.
But yeah, so everybody out there in the area, check the athletics website. But seriously, January and February, we've got both teams play a ton, and then just pick out the home games. Make sure you come out, see both teams. It's going to be a crazy start to the new year, but
have a lot of fun.
Hopefully we can keep on trucking and
gaga gaga.
Whether we end up undefeated or not, we still want to carry that momentum to the postseason.
Get that train rolling.
Mm-hmm. Get that
last
little,
home game of the year, December 16th.
That would be pretty sweet. So
home
yeah,
crowd's been good though.
Home crowds, yeah, fire.
Home crowds, definitely.
Yeah, shout out to everybody that's been showing up.
I appreciate everybody that comes out for the home game.
I ain't seen a Mac game like this in Can't even tell you.
I need y'all here for the whole January and February.
Yeah, we need you to bring your family, friends,
show some love,
cousins,
tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
You guys did have a game up in Chicago earlier in the year, right?
Kankakee? Is that close to?
Were you able to have anybody come out and see?
Close to your?
Yeah, I have my stomping grounds. My mom, my pops, my grandma, my grandpa.
They came down to Kankakee.
Yeah, everybody. It's about 45 minutes away, hour away.
That's not terrible.
Oh, that's not.
Might have actually been our closest game so far too.
To the Chirac.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of
far away travels.
No.
It was our farthest travel.
Yeah, Dallas. Dallas.
Preseason.
Dallas was the worst.
Bus broke down.
And then the other bus only blew out hot air is what it felt like. I was sweating the whole
way. It was preparing you for the Texas heat.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And again, all the fans out there, come out to as many games as you can. We got one more in December on the 16th, women at 6, men at 7:30. So come on out for that, and we'll catch you guys later.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.